The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Scotland and Wales have voted to ban greyhound racing. New Zealand is also taking steps to get rid of the sport by the end of the year. So would you like to see Ireland follow suit? I'm joined on the line by Damien Matthews, who's chairman of the Irish Greyhound Owners and Breeders Federation, and Nuala Donlan from Greyhound Action Ireland. And Nuala is their spokesperson. You're both welcome to the programme. Damien, I'll begin with you. Greyhound racing has been the subject of much comment because of this decision in Scotland and Wales to get rid of it. What do you say to people who say it's outdated, it's cruel, and it needs to be gone?
Good morning, Claire. Morning, Nuala. First and foremost, Claire, I think it's very disappointing that the people involved in the sport, in Wales in particular, there only was one track in Wales. There's no track in Scotland. It's 10 years. It's very disappointing on the people that have been employed within the sport, the track management, the different staff involved in the track, the people that hold the dogs, the owners, the trainers. There's not a word mentioned about the people that have lost their livelihoods as a result of this decision. With regards to sport long term, I think nothing could be further from the truth. If you were at Limerick Dog Track last Saturday night for the Conlan Kirby first round, it was absolutely packed. Shelburne Park on Saturday night was also packed. The sport at this moment in time is under massive scrutiny. And to be honest with you, it's a good thing, because the welfare of the dogs, from the people that have the dogs, is the most important thing. And we have no concerns regarding the welfare of our greyhounds. The checks that are going on
why do
is just
to,
unbelievable.
Why do close to 200 of them die every year on the track? That's the numbers that we have for 2025 and 2024 when it was 204. What is going on when that happens?
Claire, to be honest, it went down this year to 197.
Yeah, but it's still around 200. So why does it happen?
For people that have greyhounds, Claire, that have nurtured them, minded them, trained them, looked after them day and daily, it's the most disappointing thing. But unfortunately, when you have over 90,000 dogs competing annually, things do happen. Like in the last 3 years, Claire, over 4,800 dogs have been euthanized for no particular reason. UCD done a report recently, and they have analysed that over the three-year period from 21 to 23, the euthanasia rates of ordinary dogs have doubled in Ireland. Like 187 is so disappointing for people that have greyhounds. We do
our
best.
What's killing them on the tracks when they're running? What is it?
But Claire, it's no different than going out into an ordinary park and a dog runs across a park that isn't being looked after for the dogs, and he hurts his leg, or he runs into a tree, or something happens to him. Sometimes these accidents happen, and they're regrettable, but it happens.
Is it because they're running at very high speeds on an oval track? Is that what's causing it, or is it the upkeep of the tracks?
It's actually a combination of everything. It's nothing like a footballer last night playing. He came on after 2 minutes for Ireland and he got injured. Like, it's nothing to do with the pitch. It's nothing to do with the football match. It's just sometimes these things happen. Okay. And that's the same with greyhound racing.
All right. Well, Nuala, let's bring you in on this. I mean, Scotland and Wales have made the decision. New Zealand's going down the same road. You believe Ireland should make a decision and ban greyhound racing outright, despite, as Damien has reminded us, the fact that there are people employed in this business, and they say that it supports jobs outside of it too.
Good morning, Claire. Well, we wouldn't need a ban on greyhound racing here if it wasn't heavily state funded to the tune of 20 million euros every year. And we would be arguing that should be phased out and proper provision should be made for anybody working in the industry. You put your finger on it there in relation to the track deaths and injuries. It's the racing of dogs at extremely high speeds around an oval track. And, you know, comparing that to the dog that hurts his leg running in a park is absolute nonsense. That's not the real problem, welfare problem in greyhound racing. The real welfare problem in Irish greyhound racing, and it's the one they can't get away from, and their own traceability is showing this is happening now, is the killing of thousands of young, otherwise healthy dogs every year because they, as the industry refers to them as wastage, they are no longer useful to the industry. And we have been tracking the cohort of dogs born in 2021. That's the first year their traceability system was in place. There were 12,000 dogs born on the island of Ireland that year. 7,500 remain here. And of that 7,500, as of the 1st of January this year.
Are these all greyhounds now?
These are all racing greyhounds.
Okay.
Oh, these are all racing greyhounds, yeah. 70% are dead or unaccounted for. We know for certain that just over 3,000 are dead. There's 2,000 of those still being recorded as racing, which we know is absolute nonsense because the industry tells us that the maximum age for a racing greyhound is 48 months. The youngest of those dogs is now 51 months. So we are in the process of trying to get Greyhound Racing Ireland to tell us what has happened to that cohort of dogs, because no more than fewer than 200 of them can still possibly be racing. That's where the serious welfare problem is in Irish greyhound racing. It's the culling of thousands of young, healthy dogs every year.
Does that happen? Does that happen, Damien?
Claire, nothing could be further from the truth. It doesn't make sense what Nuala's saying. How could somebody breed a bitch, produce pups, and then just cull them? Why would you do that, Claire?
Well, if they're no good,
you can't race them.
When you say okay, Claire, when you say no good, no, Claire, you must put this into perspective. You can go around a track in Dublin called Shelburne Park in 30-50, and the top dogs are going around in 28 seconds. Now, the difference between a no good dog and a top class dog is over 2.5 seconds. That's a lot, but there's a race for every dog bred. What Nuala is saying does not make sense. Nobody can produce greyhounds and just put them down as Nuala says. Because if you were doing that, Claire, you'd do it for a week and then you'd be out of the game.
So are the figures wrong? Of 12,000 born, 7,500 left, and 30% of them unaccounted for?
Well, of the 12,000 born, there's so many of them in Northern Ireland, there's so many of them coursing dogs, there's so many of them exported to the UK, there's so many of them still running. I have to take point with Nuala. Over 4 year old, there's loads of greyhounds in Ireland racing over 4 year old. The facts are on the identity cards, they're on the programmes. Every dog programme that's run, the date of birth of every dog is on it. And the amount of dogs that are over four that are racing on SAS racing day and daily is massive. Mm-hmm. So Nuala, unfortunately, is incorrect in saying there's only 200 dogs over 4 year old racing.
Yeah, can I come in there?
You can, go ahead.
Yeah. The figures I am giving you are the figures we are getting from Greyhound Racing Ireland through parliamentary questions. Now, if Mr. Matthews is questioning those, then he is saying they're giving us the wrong figures. And I find it incredible that practically every time I debate this issue, I'm debating Mr. Matthews, who races greyhounds in Northern Ireland. Greyhound racing in Northern Ireland is outside the jurisdiction of Greyhound Racing Ireland. In the north of Ireland, there is zero traceability. There's no death and injury stats produced. There's no drug testing. There's no official homing. Greyhound racing in the north of Ireland is run by the Irish Coursing Club, based in Tipperary. It has nothing to do with Greyhound Racing Ireland in the Republic of Ireland. And I am constantly debating this issue with somebody who is outside the jurisdiction, who is questioning the figures I'm getting from the semi-state body that runs greyhound racing in the Republic of Ireland. So we're going round in circles all the time because they will simply not come out and defend these figures.
Okay.
So I am giving you figures that are proven.
Okay, I just
want
to come back to Damien on where we started here, which is state funding of 20 million euro and the contention that if the state funding was gone, Damien, the industry would be gone because it is not well supported enough by punters to continue alone.
Claire, listen, the economic viability of the industry, I think Jim Parr did a report not that long ago. There was over 4,500 full and part-time employees within the sport. There's over 6,000 owners and trainers and breeders involved, and they're getting an economic benefit. I think it was in excess of 132 million to the economy. You know, the 19 million that Chris Andrews mentions and Nuala mentions, the 20 million going to the sport, there's over 200 million coming from the betting levy to the government exchequers annually, coming directly and indirectly.
Yeah, but you haven't
from betting levy.
You haven't answered my question. If the 20 million wasn't given by the taxpayer, would greyhound racing survive in Ireland, in your view?
In my opinion, greyhound racing will survive in Ireland without the 20 million, albeit it may not be regulated
we should just stop,
to the level.
Because we can't really afford it at the moment. People can't put petrol in their cars and the taxpayers handing over 20 million to an industry that doesn't need it.
Well, Claire, just on that, it may not be regulated to the level that it is currently being regulated. I quoted to you dogs being put to sleep daily within pounds within the county councils of Ireland as we speak today. And there's no regulation of them whatsoever. There is no accountability for them other canines. Why are we picking on greyhounds?
Okay, well, that is an interesting point, Nuala. If you take away the state funding, the regulation and state oversight is very much reduced or doesn't exist at all. Perhaps we need to have a financial interest in this in order to keep an eye on it.
Yeah, in order to tell us that thousands of dogs are dying every year. Can I go back there to the power report you mentioned? That was published in 2021 based on 2019 figures. Those figures are now 7 years old, pre-pandemic figures. That report was analysed by a professional analysis company in this country, and it found that it overstated the value to the economy by 239%. It included coursing dogs in the Republic of Ireland. It included racing and coursing dogs north of Ireland. It included exported dogs, dead dogs, and it left dogs in the racing pool for far longer than is actually the case. So bringing up power, and I hear the minister, he heard it, and I heard him in justifying the funding in budget 2026, using a report based on figures that are 7 years old, that is hugely flawed. It's not good enough for the Irish taxpayer that they are insulted like this. I have asked the Minister for Agriculture through a parliamentary question, what is the current value of the greyhound racing industry in the Republic of Ireland? Because that's what should be used to justify this funding. And he has said he doesn't know it, and there is no report currently in progress to give us that figure.
So when you hear 200 million from Damien coming from the betting levy, you say that's not an official figure.
But this is betting on every single activity in this country. Greyhound racing provides a tiny percent of that figure. And it's no longer tied to the betting levy. I would just remind your listeners, it was detached from the betting levy. An equivalent is taken out of the general exchequer funding every year. And you know, Mr. Matthews talked there about the public support of greyhound racing. In 2023, greyhound tracks around this country were 70 to 93% empty, down a further 25,000.
How do you know that?
In 2020. Again, figures from the greyhound racing industry.
Yeah, is that true? They were giving Damien, that's astonishing. Is that true?
Claire, there is now known within the sport of industry days, and them industry days are actually streamed on a SAS, they call it. It's within bookmaker shops. And with modern society now having mobile phones, everybody's watching racing now on phones. So you don't actually have to attend the track.
All right, so they're not
actually watch the
they're
race.
Not going, Nuala, but they're watching it on their phones.
That's essentially the point, Claire. That is the point. Greyhound racing exists to produce betting product, increasingly betting product for international online companies not even based in this country. That's what thousands of Irish greyhounds are being killed for in this country every year, to provide betting content. And we know on a separate but related topic, the problem we have with gambling addiction in this country. There are so many angles you look at this from, and it's just not acceptable that taxpayers
money is used. So Damien, give me your take on that's what greyhound racing is. It's a betting game. It's an online betting game, and people aren't attending in the numbers that they were.
But Claire, we've got the National Lottery. We've got even News Talk's cash machine. You know, people, what they do with their disposable income is their own business.
Yeah.
Ultimately, we have changed.
There's no dogs dying, I think, in relation to the cash machine. But I take your point on that. But go on, carry on. Justify it for me, because, I mean, that is an extraordinary point. If the greyhound racing industry's own figures are telling us that the stadiums are 70% empty.
But the 50% of the racing now is actually free for people to walk in, and it's not accounted the number of people that go in.
Because you don't know how many people are going.
Of course, if you change your model from it was all attendance based only to now 50% of your races is SAS racing, that you don't actually, when you walk in, you're not accounted. Mm-hmm. Of course, your numbers is going to go down. But that's 2026. This is modern day technology. Yeah, this is what's happening.
That's a real problem, though. If you don't know how many people are going into a stadium, and you're getting 20 million from taxpayers, that can't be right.
But we're back to the betting levy, Claire, that Nuala only quotes when it suits her. It always was a betting sport. Always was. And just because we get 200 million into the exchequer, we just can't ignore it when it suits.
Mm-hmm. But is all of that 200 million that you quote coming from greyhound racing, or is
that
betting?
What about the indirect and direct taxes coming from all the employees, all the VAT, all the other sources of income that directly taxes that go into the exchequer exchange. Mm-hmm. There's nobody talking about them. There's over 6,000 employees.
Okay. Listen, Nuala, do you want to come back in there? Because I'm just about to leave it now. Yeah. I want to bring some messages to people as well, because we're getting a lot of them. This old chestnut that greyhound racing provides employment is a nonsense. People have to change their jobs all of the time. Why shouldn't they? Nuala, last point from you before we leave this.
I mean, the attendance in Greyhound Stadium, again, are figures coming from Greyhound Racing Ireland. The greyhound racing industry industry tells us that there's anything from 4,150 to 10,000 people employed in the industry. Again, we have asked the Minister for Agriculture, can he tell us what the full-time equivalent is? Because without a full-time equivalent, these numbers are, they're nonsense. They're talking about people who might, you know, serve somebody dog food in a pet food store. The Minister, again, has failed to provide a full-time equivalent for the number of jobs in the industry. All so, right. Again, we're just talking, you know, figures here that mean nothing.
Well, Nuala Donlan from Greyhound Action Ireland and Damien Matthews from Irish Greyhound Owners and Breeders Federation, thank you both for being with us, and we'll bring you more of those messages as we go through the morning. Keep them coming to 087 1400 106.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.